With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Happy Friday.
It is Thursday.
Well there it is.
Okay.
I'm speaking in the present. I plan for the future.
Okay. I love that. Happy Friday to all.
Happy Friday to all. Happy midsummer.
It skull. Literally is skull.
It's 100 degrees in LA right now.
It's so fucking hot. Summer is here, whether you like it or not.
This does not feel normal.
I don't love it. I'll be honest.
It feels like garbage.
It's too hot.
It feels
it's too damn hot.
Doesn't it feel like we're in a hot garbage can?
Yeah, and it actually makes me depressed when summer gets here before I'm ready for it, because then I feel like I'm like, is everyone on vacation?
This is climate change. This feels like infection. This feels like a fever.
Yeah, this is...
Something's up.
It's happened before. I would say it's not the first time.
Yeah.
But
usually it's like... Summer in LA doesn't start till like September.
Yeah.
I mean, we get like...
But sometimes... There have been years where it's been just started to get hot in like March or April. And then it's fucking curtains after that.
Yeah.
But... I forget how much I hate it when it's hot in LA.
I know.
It's like disgusting. Anyways.
Weather talk.
Q1 is wrapped up.
Q1 is wrapped?
It's a wrap on Q1.
It's a wrap. Let's give a hand for Q1.
Q1 is January, February, March.
Okay.
What were your Q1 thoughts?
Didn't love it.
No?
No.
I struggled a little bit.
Yeah.
I think my Q1 was supposed to be about like rest and relaxation, but I fought against that.
That's like the human condition.
I just resisted it more than I leaned into it. Or when I did lean into it, I felt guilty about it or weird. And so I don't feel like I fully rested or relaxed to the extreme capability that I know that I can accomplish. I really put my mind to it.
My Q1 of rest and relaxation.
I know. It was supposed to be a Q1 of a huge flat screen in my bedroom, and that didn't happen.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. There's always Q2, 3, and 4.
I mean, I guess professionally it was okay. Tour was fun.
Tour was a blast.
Just the vibes, though. Just in general.
We're still just trying to get our vibes back.
But, I mean, I've gone full, like... I've gone back to normal in Q1.
Yeah.
So that feels nice. Like, I don't wear masks anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just living out loud. So.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm living my damn truth.
But it still feels strange.
It is strange.
Something's amiss. Could be the war.
It could be anything. Could be really.
A whole plethora of.
Yeah, it could have nothing to do with current events and just only have to do with like you personally.
The zeitgeist. Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Like, there's something.
Something's
happening.
Not right. Love that you're wearing our hat.
I live to spawn con for the pod.
I spot it very like on social media. Like
it's happening around.
I saw like someone post a thirst trap. Some
in
gay,
the hat.
And they had the hat on.
Sexy. There were a bunch of listeners in St. Louis that a girl or a gay, I can't remember who, they commented on the Patreon. They like went out and no less than 5 people stopped them as they were wearing the hat out. And 5 people were like, oh my God, sup? So.
Holy shit. Do we have to do a show in St. Louis?
We need to, yeah.
I've always wanted to go there.
I know. It's time.
Which is that
maybe
a strange
it'll be a fall
statement?
Thing. No.
I've just always wanted to go to St. Louis. I've always wanted to go to St. Louis.
Yeah.
You brought me back to life.
I've only gone there once, but I just flew there to meet my mom and pick up a truck that I then drove to Chicago to like move all my stuff from when I was like leaving Chicago to come to LA.
Lesbian.
So it was like a very short-lived
lesbian vibes.
It was full room room. Hey.
You were fully dailing.
I dailed, yeah.
Meeting
I was
mom.
Dailing, but then my boyfriend at the time outdailed me because he shaved his head like in the time that I flew there and drove back, and by the time that I got back, his head was fully shaved.
It's kind of hot.
It was so hot. He looked like an inmate. It Damn. Was Renee vibes.
Love.
It was Junior.
Junior?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Anywho, can I share something?
Sure.
That I just need to tell my truth?
Yeah. Tell on yourself.
I'm going to tell on myself hard right now and say that Q2 has kicked off with me discovering a gray pube.
When did you find it?
Like 2 days ago.
Damn.
I was just doing some lady maintenance and then I was like,
as
is
one does.
That? Is that?
Was it, tell me,
it's actually
was it like
multiple.
Oh.
There are multiple.
Are they long or just sort of like, are they like kind of like,
They weren't any longer than the rest. Like,
right.
They weren't particularly unruly.
Yeah.
But they just stood out as the pubes they were. And now
That's a good name of, like, a poetry collection. Yeah. That's like some Sontag.
Standing out as the pubes that you
or
are.
Or just the pubes they were.
And I was like, it's starting.
That's okay, though.
It's
How do you
fine.
Feel? I mean, it's a little jarring to see it. I have grays on like my sideburns.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it is jarring to see it and you're like,
I get the occasional gray on
right.
my head.
But
that
to
I
see it
pluck out
in the nether regions.
Yeah, I'm just like,
it's a little like, oh, Father Time strikes.
It is
again.
It's patriarchal.
It is.
It's Father Time.
It's rude. Women shouldn't have go gray in their pubes.
It's just like,
right.
I guess I'm just gonna accept a gray journey as it like happens, but the thought of having gray pubes,
it feels like
I'm not against anyone else really having gray pubes,
no.
But I'm not for myself having gray pubes.
It does feel like the patriarchy strikes again.
It really does. I'm like, stay away from her.
But you know what,
it's
all
fine.
Gonna get it.
It's kind of like storm vibes because it's just in like one area. So I was like, if it's just a white streak, then I fully accept that.
Yeah, you're like rogue.
Yeah.
You've been through a pair. You're Joe Beth something in Poltergeist, the one, the gray streak. Maybe you've been through some kind of psychic.
I've been through a lot.
Phenomenon.
Maybe that's where it's going to show up. But also maybe I'll just get laser hair removal and like then I won't have to worry about.
Yeah. I mean, don't take it to a place of like dye.
No.
That would be.
I'm due for laser hair removal, like touch up.
Just get singe it off.
Not
but
to,
also
I like a tiny model bush, but I don't. But like, yeah. And then it's like a very concentrated area that could be dyed if I decided that it needed to be.
I don't think there's no
There's no shame.
There's no shame in going gray.
No.
Gray, it happens. Like, we're all going to go gray. I'm going gray. Like, it's happening.
It's just, but, like, you're like, damn. I'd rather, like, my armpits go gray before the old nether regions.
Armpit gray hair feels...
That's sexy, kind of.
Yeah. For some reason, that feels weirder to me than pubes going gray.
That does feel weird. I don't know if they go gray. A full gray pit. That's fucking rude.
That would be... It should be the reverse.
I honestly am, like, getting really sick of dealing with hair in general.
Just
I need
fully,
to go full laser from the
radical.
Neck down. And then
maybe
go...
Maybe from the head down.
Maybe go, like, a full-blown shaved head.
Mm-hmm.
And only... The only hair that I feature is a full brow.
Michelle Carter brow.
A fucking Michelle Carter. By the way, we
guys,
need to speak on Michelle.
Everyone needs to be... Well, first of all, everyone should be watching The Girl from Plainville on Hulu. It's really, really good.
Okay, I revisited, and I have to say that I was more into it.
Chloe's good.
Chloe's... I mean, she never disappoints. And Elle Fanning is one of the best actresses...
Of her time.
Of her time.
Of
she
her generation.
Is a...
She's like
she's
a revelation.
She's an absolute queen.
And the
she's
kid,
Kirsten Dunst level. Like, yeah. they feel very...
And the kid who plays the boy is really good.
Yeah, he's good. I think it's really... It's well cast, and I'm into it.
I cringe so hard whenever she interacts with her friends. They're all just like, why are you obsessed with us?
They really, like, don't like her.
But last night before I lay my head down on my pillow, I got a text from old Shane Halls. Telling me about...
I am now the gray pube. I am old Shane.
old
Shane.
Old Shane.
I literally am channeling... Gray pubes are true down by the docks. Like an old
wharf?
Fisher. It's a wharf.
You're
rat.
A wharf.
I'm a
you're
wharf,
wharf
rat with,
a
the,
wharf woman.
With these three grays.
But you're the fisherman's wife.
I am.
You
this
texted
is the
me.
First stage one in my transformation to barnacle.
This was a code red, though, alert Lara sent me. Because funnily enough, I actually looked up yesterday while watching The Girl from Plainville, where is Michelle Carter?
I've been curious, and I've always kept eyes on her from the time that this story broke. I was like, she's one to watch. I was like, she's out here
she's
doing...
She's psychotic.
She's out here doing the work. Justice for fucking... No, I
the
am,
more I watch, the more I'm like, okay... She was scripting her lines from Glee.
I know. Well, that's a huge red flag is what a Glee head she was.
If anyone...
I think if anything, she should have just been sent to jail for liking Glee too much.
Or being...
That's the biggest crime.
When she was that much of a stan of Leah Michelle.
That's
when
the biggest
you know...
crime she committed.
That's when you're like, I wonder
far
what
the... worse than...
I wonder what the biggest fans of Leah Michelle are like. And then you're like,
Michelle.
Case in point. Michelle.
Ms. Carter.
But Lara sent me a Daily Mail paparazzi, like one of their amazing, like somehow they make
they've
seven
been all
pages.
Over this from the fucking jump too.
But Michelle has been spotted in Plainville.
Michelle's back in Plainville. She got out of jail for good behavior, jail that she never should have gone to.
She should have gone.
She never should have.
I think
and
she should have.
Absolutely should never have been sent to jail. But she my girlie was on her best behavior. She got released. She's back in Plainville, and she has a whole new look going on.
She's giving me like Mackenzie Davis in Terminator Dark Fate. She's
but
giving
a bleach,
me.
She's doing a bleach blonde, Linda Evangelista-esque bowl cut with a strong dark brow,
sweatshirt.
And she's giving sweatshirt like Billie Eilish. No ideals styling vibes with a fucking leaf blower
and Tim's,
and she is serving like she's serving fashion at all times, whether she even means to or not. This is the look of Q2.
I feel that she's queer.
She's
serving.
She's not queer.
She's serving. She's serving queer. In this leaf blowing moment,
you put a leaf blower in a bleach blonde girl's hand, and my engine starts revving.
she was like sort of doing. They said she was silently leaf blowing, and like
I've been there. I've honestly been there.
But so I imagine she's just like she's not. She's on probation until August of this year, so she's probably just hiding at home. What are you gonna do? Like where she should just go to like. Like near the Arctic Circle, like one of those towns, and just live there. Cause, like, what is she gonna do?
Did she sell her life rights to be...
No, I think the...
Can you just say what... You can just make a show about anyone if they're like a public figure?
I think there were... I think it was from like an article or like a book or something they bought the rights to. But she's not... I don't think she's profiting off this.
That's sad.
Well, don't tell your boyfriend to kill himself.
She's 16 years old. She's like 16 or 17 years old. She's a child.
I don't know if she... Okay, here's...
Like,
this is,
I don't
okay,
think...
Okay, okay, okay. This is...
You gonna interrupt me now?
No, I'm not interrupting you. I'm taking... I was going to say this earlier.
Okay.
I don't think she should have gone to jail. I think she should have gone to, like, a hospital.
Hospital.
No, I think she should have gone to some kind of, like, psychiatric rehab or, like, some kind of place for phone addiction / personality disorder. That's what I think. Someone... That's how you reform her.
Yeah.
She was at... I don't think she was in her right mind.
She clearly had mental health issues, but also this kid, her boyfriend, had... It was two people with severe mental health issues who found each other and, like, brought out kind of the worst in each other.
Or, I
like,
agree.
And to put a 17... Teenage girls are pretty crazy. Like, spoken from a teenage girl who was herself crazy at one point. Like, teen girls are starting. And to, like, make her so responsible for... Like, I don't believe that she really wanted this person to die.
No, I think she was...
I think that it was, like... If you're in a relationship and literally the person you're with is, like, constantly saying they're going to kill themselves, like, every day, and every night you go to bed thinking they're going to kill themselves, and you wake up and they're like, JK, still alive, eventually you're probably going to be like, just do it already. Like, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but it's like, that's a really... You can't, like, pin all that on her. Plus, she's so young. And I just don't... I think that it was, like, overly sensationalized. And now, like, her... Imagine your life being ruined because of a relationship that you had when you were, like, 16, 17 years old.
I agree with a lot of that. I think she thought in her head she was, like, in a movie or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she, like... I think that's, it shows you, like, the effect of texting and sort of, like, parasocial relationships that are, like...
Well, it wasn't a relationship based in reality because they basically never saw each other.
No, but I'm saying...
Like, I would date guys on AIM and, like, we would not really speak in real life.
Yeah,
and
same.
Then we would, like, go on AIM. But it just never got to, like, a Carter level.
But if you see... If you don't see someone and you have this, like, entire relationship built up, like, you stop almost seeing them as people. And I think you start seeing them as, like, almost extensions of you and your weird agendas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she got carried away. And I think she, like, forgot that she was in reality. But I do think she should have been punished for... She could have alerted someone that he was in the car. She could have been, like, called his mom or called the police and been, like...
It should have been it the very first time that anyone says, like, if anyone vocalizes, like, a suicidal ideation to you, like, that's the time when you're like, okay, like, I need to alert parents or, like, a therapist or whatever.
Or 5150.
Like, yeah, or just, like,
save
get
them.
Someone involved. But the fact that this went on for so long and then it was, like, normalized, it's also just, like, these are teenagers and, like, where are their parents in all of this?
No, and I think it shows you, like, it's sort of... I mean, the show captures, like...
Her family being kind of checked out from what I've seen.
Yeah, her parents are kind of, like, you know, removed. I think his parents are, like, very Catholic and, like, kind of that Boston Irish thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just not... It just shows you how stigmatized, like, depression is still. He tried to kill himself before. That was a red flag. Like, the mom found stuff on his computer that was like, how to kill myself. And she didn't really do anything. I think there's faults everywhere.
But to pin it on her. Teenager and, like, drag her through this, like, very public process of humiliation and, like, blame. I think is very, I think it's wrong. I think it's really wrong and misguided. And I think that you as a parent need to be like figuring out what the fuck your kids are doing and like keep tabs on their fucking phone and stuff.
Yeah, she could have seen, like, they're paying for this phone. She was sending like thousands of messages. But I agree with what you're saying. I think she should have been.
And you need to be raising kids to be, to know, like, these are red flags in a relationship. And these are like, this is what depression is. And this is like, this isn't right. If someone says this, it's a cry for help. And you have to like act accordingly. Like, to just, to put it on like hormonal teenagers is like such a like misappropriation of where the responsibility truly lies.
I do. I think just on like a purely objective level, I think she should have been reprimanded for not alerting to his whereabouts and not coming forward about that she had knowledge of this. Like, mm-hmm. I think those things, like, she was actively not helping and making it worse. And I think that there is fault there. Mm-hmm. And I think she, yeah, she's not, she wasn't 18 at the time, but like, you know better when you're, you know, there's like age of reason. Your brain is not fully formed, but I think some sense of right or wrong.
True.
And I think it shows you that maybe she doesn't really have that sense, which is like something, or.
But that's also incredibly traumatic to like.
It is, but it's like.
That's really traumatic to go through, to like have someone be like death and dying and all of that is like what. That's a lot.
It is, but it's
you
also,
may not be in the best headspace to be making those right or wrong decisions.
Right. I do think that like there had to have been some accountability on her part of like, she's the last person he's talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not, that they tried to spin it that like it wasn't. There should have been some consequences for her. I don't know if it needed to be so public. And I think that she's a white girl, she's like privileged, she's like annoying, and like
she had a strong brow.
She had a strong brow.
Unapologetically strong brow.
She had that look of like just utter like affluenza. And I think people, it just triggered it something. And I think it was such a terrifying, confusing, confounding story that I think we all needed someone to blame.
Mm-hmm.
And it made sense. I don't think that her life should be, I think everyone has a chance. I do. I think unless you're like, there are some obviously exceptions and I don't want to get into that, but like, I think if you're that young, like there's still a chance for you to like come out on the other side and be like, okay.
Yeah.
And so she shouldn't be like, but I don't think she's going to have a good life. And I think she's like,
it's going to be a uphill battle to carve out a life of like normalcy and peace.
Yeah. I don't think she's on the level of like Casey fucking Anthony.
No. And I think like, it's like, this is what her first ever relationship. Like, you just can't judge people off of that. And I don't think it should prevent her from like getting job. I just don't know, like, what do you do for a job? Like,
I wouldn't let her have a phone. I would take away her phone.
I wouldn't.
I'd give her a little.
I'm like, Michelle, if you're listening, you can come work for me.
I'd give her a Nokia.
I'm like,
she doesn't, I don't think she needs like, I don't think she needs social media.
I would let her run a TikTok, our TikTok account. Mm. What? She's fine.
I don't know. That's the thing. I like,
I'd be like, I'm keeping my eye on you, Michelle.
I don't know if I'd want to be like alone with her. Would you?
Yeah. What is she going to do to you? Text you to death?
Maybe.
I mean, she's not like this. It's interesting.
It's confusing.
But also it's just like, I think this like Black Widow sensationalization that goes around
being misogynistic
like girls.
Right now?
I don't know. I'm like, why wouldn't I want to be alone with her? She has been through like a fucking insane experience. Like, I want to know, like, I want to talk to her about it. Like, I'm fascinated by it. I would have her on the pod. I fucking am obsessed with her and not in like a, I just am. I'm like, this is.
Are you doing this to be contrarian?
No, I'm literally like, I think this says more about our culture than it does about like her as a human being.
Lars, I agree. I agree that a young...
And I do think it obviously got more attention than it really should have because it's like two white teens. Like,
I agree with you. And I agree with a lot of what you're saying.
I'm not trying to be contrarian. No. Do.
And I think Conrad was like, he was just... He seemed to be sort of a endless pit of needing attention. And I think he kind of was, I mean, you see it in the show. And I think like I've read it, like he was sort of reaching out to anyone. And she was just the one person who like.
And he got what he wanted.
He got like, what he.
And also.
But it's not his fault.
No, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying.
No, I'm just saying it to myself. It's not his fault that what. Sorry, I was trying to finish my point. It's not his fault. Obviously, he was mentally ill. His parents, his family, like, they should have just, like, locked it down when it, you know what I mean? And I think it's hard. I'm not a parent. I don't know what it's like. So, like, it's hard. But, like, I think there's fault everywhere. And I think that Michelle just happened to be the last.
If someone is suicidal and hell-bent.
They're going to do it.
On suicide, they're going to do it no matter who the fuck they're texting. Or not without like serious intervention. Like it just is, it's very like, it's nitpicky to really target her and it just eschews responsibility. But that being said, like I would absolutely love to talk to her and really gauge like what the fuck is going on. Cause who knows? She could be absolutely crazy. I don't know her, obviously. Like all I know is the articles I read, the documentary, and then the show.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare. A leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
But she is a style icon. That much I can say with full 100% certainty. She's serving looks 24/7, and the look she is serving now is one to watch.
I think the most egregious offense, arguably, is just being an annoying friend.
And just like wanting friendship and needing to get like attention. Like I have a lot of empathy for her because I feel like...
But I also think she
understand.
Yeah.
I understand what it's like to be like a teen in that way.
What it feels like for a girl.
Though I knew better always to stay away than to get engaged with Glee.
I just don't. But I'm going to reiterate it. I think the things she should have been reprimanded for are more objective than maybe the court system and like our society pinned on her. I think it was just like purely not helping and like sort of covering up her tracks.
Yeah.
I think that is like...
Just young people.
Teenagers are stupid.
They are. And I do believe that they like deserve another chance if they're not like psychotic or like a menace to society. But that really remains to be seen because she's so young and like there's no... Well, there's nothing to really go off of. But yeah, it's going to be... a struggle for her.
Miss leaf blowing.
But she's out here blowing leaves.
She's out here blowing
leaves. Hire her to do your yard work if you're in Plainville. Throw her a bone.
Throw her a bone.
Take notes of the look. I'm like, should I go bleach blonde?
Sure.
Serious question.
Yeah, for the summer.
Should I bleach blonde or go copper? Like
no, bleach.
Copper over?
Copper's over.
I know it really had its moment. Should I just bleach for the summer?
Bleach it, baby.
I kind of want to
do it. I always love like a summer look.
Readers weigh in because I do love like a blonde, and I've never fully bleached before.
I did in high school, in college.
Cry for help.
No, it was just swim. It was for swimming. We all bleached our hair.
I love that.
That's
did
also
it turn
a cry
green?
For help. Mine turned more like butterscotch.
Oh, yeah. Like it oxidized in that way.
And then I shaved it.
Sexy.
And then I buzzed my hair 3 times.
You went through the gay... You were like...
I was in
doing,
a gay moment.
You were doing gay work long before you were out.
Piercing.
So that, I salute you. I salute you, my gay king.
Thank you. I shaved my head 3 times in college.
You could dress as Michelle Carter for Halloween, I'm just saying. Oof. You have a strong brow. You have a really strong brow.
Someone tweeted last night, someone was like, do you think Michelle Carter microbladed her brows so that when she was out of them, no one would recognize her? And I was like, wow, that's actually really smart.
Smart. Does it talk in Girl from Plainville, like why she suddenly got a strong brow?
We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
That's
a question I'd love to ask her.
Elle is literally her.
Elle is so good. It's like absolutely bonkers.
Anyway,
can we talk about who else is absolutely bonkers?
Oh, wait, really fast before we get in. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills trailer is crazy.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
It's pretty nuts.
Should I pull it up? Should we do live reaction?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. I also just want to say thank you to the reader who alerted me to a YouTube channel that is my new obsession. I spent pretty much all day yesterday watching.
What?
Lori Hill on YouTube. This is not like a new YouTube. She has like 395,000 subscribers. She...
Who is she?
Is it into aesthetics and plastic surgery. And she does plastic surgery breakdowns of like every celebrity. Tells you everything that they got. And she like knows her shit. And it is the most eye-opening. It is incredible. Please the work that she's doing. I will. It actually did make me like feel a lot better, because I think you look at these celebrities and like you're like, they've grown up. Like, how the fuck did they do this? And they're like, I just get facials and drink water and like I work out all the time. And it's like, they're lying. They literally are shaving their jaws, putting cheek and chin implants in, getting brow lifts. They are literally getting the works of plastic surgery. Just to know that, to truly know that.
Know that.
It just is like a breath of fresh fucking air. Yeah. She deserves a Pulitzer.
She's doing the work.
She's doing the fucking work so that the girls and the gays
can feel can a little
live
better
another
about
day.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Lori Hill.
Thank you.
You're a fucking queen amongst queens.
Quinn.
Okay, Beverly Hills. Erica is getting sued again, by the way, for 55 mil. I think you got to just back off of her at this point.
The great defender.
You got to just let her go. I do think he's crazy and she probably had nothing to do with it.
Well, we got confirmation at one of the shows from someone that knows someone connected to him that he actually
that
has,
he actually is demented.
Sorry. How long does it take to type this?
I'm sorry.
Carrie.
Siding with the victims. Oh my god, incredible. Okay, where is it? Season 12?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Real Housewives World on YouTube.
You are one of my best friends. Why are you doing this to me?
You talk out of both sides of your mouth.
Be very careful, because she's not who she says she is.
It's my life to burn down.
Then destroy it.
I'm leaving. I am f***ing pissed off.
Was it really that bad?
Rinna in a full-blown top hat, looking
this
like the Planters peanut, man.
Rinna is giving something in this trailer.
Rinna,
if she's doing what she's...
Love her or hate her, she will bring
love her
the
hate her, she's still
there
obsession.
There he go, here we go!
Love me or hate me, Lady Sovereign is Rinna. Ooh, blood red dresses.
Hello, lover.
Get the bag. It's $5 million.
Erica Jane skiing going very cool.
Wait.
Oh, I thought it was yoga clothes.
You look adorable.
Never, ever listen to casual.
Finally, they get to leave America.
Yeah.
You're giving me Brigitte Bardot vibes. Yes.
Cheers to Diana Jenkins.
That is a lot of Cartier.
Oh, that one I like. Thank you so much.
Skol Numerish.
She was saying things that can ruin people's lives.
What about the people? What about the facts?
Please, I have little babies. Please, I'm a mother. Please, I beg of you. My kids need me. Please, please, please.
Oh.
Okay.
I can't stand
I think you're a soulless person.
You need a new villain? Here I am.
There was a lot more said. That was very dark.
Watch your
Diana
back.
Jenkins.
Your new
who
friend.
Is she?
I don't know, but she looks like Jennifer Coolidge.
She does.
She's serving Coolidge, and I'm here for it. I love this. Behind the building, not all sunshine.
Not all sunshine.
Be okay with it. You know, I don't want to, like, hate what I'm eating.
What about the people? What
I'm
about the facts?
I'm trying to figure out how to live without my mom.
Oh, my God.
I'm in a lot of pain, you guys.
I forgot they were robbed.
Last couple of times I saw you, you were a little tipsy.
Oops. Oh, my God, I'm lit.
Pick your antidepressants or you drink, but you can't do both.
You want to be on the side of the victims because you think that's cool. What I'm telling you...
I don't think it's cool.
I don't give a f*** about anybody else but me.
Is that to make Erica look bad or is that out of genuine
Erica,
concern?
I don't have to make you look bad. You can do that on your own.
If we're going to talk about Erica's behavior, are we going to talk about everybody in this group?
Hell yeah.
For a year and a half, I've been f***ing pumped.
Okay, so that's why you want Kathy to be called out.
Yes, it is, actually.
You said some things about this beautiful... sister of yours.
Where is Kathy?
I'm sorry, Kathy. You're not going to get away with it.
I feel like you hate me or something.
Kyle.
How could you say those things?
Kyle.
Rinna's smiling. There's plenty of shade.
The door is locked. Should we unlock it?
No, don't unlock
it. Don't unlock it.
Kathy.
Wait, I'm crying.
What? I love Kathy.
I pray that that's actually like a great season and not like they just showed all the good parts in the trailer.
I do love Kathy continuing to exert older sibling energy when Kyle's like revealing something and she's going, Kyle.
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 What do you think she said about her?
I don't know. Is this about what happened in Aspen?
I think so.
I am here for Kathy going full, like getting her comeuppance, because yeah. I think that that's a rite of passage in Housewives Universe. I live for any eating disorder content. They're doing that on Ronje right now.
Really?
Yeah, with Jackie. And I love it. It's obviously like...
Are they comforting her?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like...
As best truth
Housewives
can.
Confronting their eating disorders and like working through them and being transparent about them, I think, is a new trend.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating to watch because it's also like, I'm sure, way more prolific in this universe than like we even know about.
Of course.
And
of course, darling.
But it's, I love an eating disorder, overcoming an eating disorder storyline. Here for Erica going full camp.
Erica's fully...
She's crossed over into like another dimension.
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
She's fully... I like that she's having like a pill moment, I think.
Pills, booze.
Just, you want to talk about...
We'll talk about all the
You
want to
talk about my thing, my issues? We'll talk about all the issues of this group.
EJ Global.
Orson Welles.
Yeah, is in a place of...
Drunk Orson Welles in that champagne commercial.
She's in a place of Rosebud.
And Lisa Rinna just leaning into just being...
A shit fucking stirrer.
Just stirring
the damn pot.
And I like... Diana sounds fun.
Diana seems unhinged, but in a great way.
You want me to be the villain?
I'm here.
I'm here, darling.
Sutton didn't get enough of her, but love her vibe.
Kathy being locked out of the ski shop or whatever in
with
Aspen.
A full face mask.
Terrifying.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm all in. Kyle just getting spooked by everything.
I feel like this was a fast turnaround.
Yeah, because they are like, we got to just keep the ball rolling. Yeah. They know when the drama's good.
They do.
They better serve it because I don't want to sit through 24 episodes of bullshit.
Yeah.
Bravo, you're listening? I got my eye on you.
Anyway, we have to get into our girls.
Okay.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy
Unique Podcast.
The Matriarchs of Mozadel. Okay, seeing Bijans cheering for the horses at the Beltway Belmont Raceway was just everything I needed to see.
The girlies at the track.
Yeah! Yeah! That's her cheering for the horse.
She goes, go! Go, go! She goes, I cheered for the wrong horse.
I need a pair of binoculars. She's with Carla and Ramona.
She goes, I love going to the races because it's so much fun. I love gambling on everything.
I love to get dressed up. I've been coming to the race miss for 30 years.
She's
and I love it.
You she loving to gamble.
Ah, that's me doing the slots.
Screaming.
I need a pair of binoculars. Mama needs a new pair of shoes. And then they go inside and Karen around. Karen always like walks up to a table like making a joke.
Yeah, she's like, looking glamorous. Wind in her hair. Mm-hmm. Made up to the gods. And she goes, I come here to get my cut from all yous.
She goes, come here to get my cut from all yous. She goes, just had a meeting with my editors. They say the book's going to be a bestseller. I'm like, okay, shut the fuck up.
The buyers from Barnes & Noble took me to lunch, and they feel it's going to be a bestseller.
They feel it's going to be a bestseller.
Barnes & Noble's.
Barnes & Noble's. Borders. Remember Borders?
I loved.
Smelled like.
If you were looking for me in like 2006 to 2007, you could find me at the Borders in Chicago.
Chi-town.
On fucking Michigan Avenue next to the Stinking Rose. I loved that Borders so much. I would stroll over to that Borders and just sit on the floor. I would read self-help books. I would go like with my girlfriend at the time, but like But I also would just like go have a moment in Borders.
Yeah.
I miss Borders. R.I.P.
R.I.P. Queen.
Karen wants to go to the Poconos.
Which I just, hearing as someone who grew up going to the Poconos for skiing, like it's not, I feel like it's not fully known in our country.
It's not.
And it's.
I thought it was in New York.
No, it's Pennsylvania. It's kind of a scary place.
Seems like it.
It's a weird, it's a very strange place.
Seems methy.
I don't know what it is. It doesn't, when you're there, you feel a vibe of murder.
Yeah, it does seem murdery. Like dumping the body. It's energy. Very. Not in a mob way, in like a full blown, cold blooded killer way.
It's famous for the honeymoon motel suites with the giant like champagne glass hot tubs. Okay.
Like just it has a lot of honeymoon suites.
Yeah, you know, there's like giant, it's like shaped like a giant champagne glass and
like what Dita Von Teese performs in.
Yeah,
but it has like themed motels.
Yeah,
cute. Ange can't go.
Okay, this is the first mention of, you know, it's coming.
I'm sad.
She had to get her thyroid removed and she's like, I wanted to go. She goes, what was I gonna go and wear a neck brace?
I'm sad I can't go.
It's very sad for me.
She goes, what about Drita? And Karen goes, what about Drita?
What about Drita?
And I was like, Karen loves saying that.
Also, I'm just like shook at Carla just being like BFF now with.
I know. I did a double take when I saw her cheering next to Ramona, of all people.
Snake is a snake.
I said, the girl Carla.
The girl called
the
Carla?
The girl called Carla has no loyalty.
A punk is a punk, and it turns out that Carla's a punk. Renee makes Junior a birthday breakfast that he does not deserve.
No, I'm truly having like secondhand depression from like Renee's sad state of affairs with Junior. Talk about a rat.
She calls down for AJ. She screams at him and he goes, what are you yelling at him for? And she's like making French toast. I think she pours him a glass of wine.
Yeah, she's in a place of like wine and cigs at the kitchen island at 8 a.m. God bless her.
She starts asking Junior who's texted him happy birthday and hoping to find out like...
that his guma's been texting.
But I'm like, doing this in front of their kid is just so fucked up.
I know. I was just thinking about that as well when I was watching. Is just like... AJ has to deal with so much
emotional incest.
Yeah. And just like, no wonder he's like fucked up as an adult.
Yeah.
You can't be put through that with your parents like constantly at each other's throats. And also, if you're in a relationship where you're doing this to your significant other, you've got to get out of there.
Yeah. It's not good.
Because it's like, from the second Junior wakes up, she's just on his fucking dick about XYZ. And like, as she has right to be, because he's untrustworthy, but it's also bringing out the worst parts of her own personality.
She also gives him a watch for his birthday, and I went, oh, ooh. Maybe she knows.
Yeah, and then she's unimpressed with his reaction to the watch.
He's like, I'm like, he's sweating.
He is.
He's like, damn.
She goes, his girlfriend, the hairdresser, those scissors she cuts hair with might be sticking out of a neck.
Oh my God, side note. So Jenna Malone, famous for Stepmom,
huge
Hunger Games,
news. Yeah.
Saved, The Ruins. You
that
know,
vampire movie.
That vampire movie. There was a local news in LA the other day. There was like a citizen's arrest on Sunset in Hollywood. A bunch of people got out of their cars and chased a guy who was like beating his small dog. And they tackled him to the ground and started hitting him with sticks.
They beat him.
Yeah, and they got him. They waited till like the authorities came. And Jenna Malone was one of the people. And they interviewed her and they didn't even say who she was. And she was like, I got out of my car and I just started chasing him. And he goes, and the reporter goes, and why did you do that? And she goes, because I couldn't stand for that.
If people were this passionate about like, if they could harness that passion for animal torture into like.
Human rights.
Yeah. I'm just like animal. And I do believe in.
Totally. But like.
Fighting animal torture.
The fervor for like cops.
People literally go and like intervene and change your situation on behalf of an animal. But they like won't do that for people.
Yeah.
But I.
Love Jenna Malone.
Love her.
But maybe I shouldn't. Should I? No, I won't spill the tea.
Spill the fucking tea.
The one I shared with you last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, don't tee up the tea. Don't tee up the tea and then not spill it.
An anonymous tip came in saying that someone messaged me saying that they once cut her hair and she made her give her baby bangs and
an undercut
and then demanded that they don't speak to her during the service. And she said, the person said it was very traumatizing. Okay. And I was like, hairstylists in LA are the soldiers of Los Angeles.
They are the leaders of the revolution.
They are.
But also, when you're in a place of baby bangs and undercut, it tracks that you can't be spoken to because you're channeling Paimon by asking for that kind of hairstyle.
She...
Asking for a baby bangs, you need no one to talk to you because they're going to say, don't do it.
Jenna's energy... in that anecdote and then in the local news segment was just chaos.
I'm into it.
Yeah, me too.
Drita and Kala go for a walk and they call Renee and she's starting at home.
Yeah.
She was, my patience is running low. And like they're basically, Drita's like, when she's with Junior, when Junior's in your life, when Junior's in her life, she's unhappy. And when he's out of her life, he's unhappy. So it's a lose-lose.
Yeah. I wouldn't go to the mountains with Karen, though.
With Karen?
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't go on a vacation with Karen.
Drita's kind of alluding, like, glad I'm not gone.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to go see a therapist instead. Smart girl.
They get to the Poconos house, and Renee is horrified.
Ramona's face when they pull up to the house, too, she goes...
That's me.
I also believe...
That's me at the beep, beep.
Oh, yeah. That was you.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that Karen chose this house, and I wouldn't trust Karen to choose, like, a glamorous... I'm sorry, but I'm not going to trust anyone that's lived in Arizona to choose, like, a gorgeous vacation.
Concur.
They need to be taken out of the mix. They can come on the vacation, but they cannot choose the house. You can't. You have no choice. Your choice is revoked if you're from AZ. Sorry to my girls, but... She goes, it's definitely different than the pictures. And Renee goes, I ain't even playing. There's killers out here.
She goes, Jason, Halloween, come in and chop me up into little pieces and drop me off in the lake.
Ramona goes, this is the first time I've stayed in a house without a man, a gun, or a knife. And I was like, really?
I relate to this because I'm... If I'm even in, like, a hint of trees, I'm like, I will be dying tonight.
My God, I love trees, but I also don't love the decor. The vibe of this house and kind of the Poconos in general, I was like, I'm not loving. This isn't, like, picturesque
to me. It's, like, very desolate and, like, I mean, there's ski mountains and resorts that are kind of fun, but, like, it's kind of a scary place.
Carla's happy as a clam.
Carla and Karen are like... They're ready to get down.
Carla goes, I want to see a bear or a deer. I like that shit.
Yeah. And Renee's just going, if there's somebody out there waiting for us to kill us, I know there's a bed and breakfast down the road.
Ramona brought like four huge Louis Vuitton pieces of luggage. And Renee brought four furs.
She's taking her furs and she's going to the bed and breakfast.
She goes, I can't sleep in the bed alone. And she goes, someone's got to sleep in the room with me. She goes, sleep in the bed with me to Carla. And Carla goes, I will not. Carla's no lesbian.
Gay panic, Carla.
Gay panic sets in. Carla looks positively disgusted.
Yo, yeah.
And just like your girlfriend.
I feel like Carla is like weird about gay people.
Definitely.
I see that.
I love being like just fucking, oh my God, at the idea of sleeping in a bed with your friend.
Yeah.
Back Renee in Staten starts Island. Crying. She's like, I'm scared. Renee's unfucking well.
Well, we find out later why.
Yeah, but this is like, if you enter the Airbnb and then immediately start crying, I'm saying I'm going to go to the bed and breakfast now.
I've been...
You've cried?
No, I've just been like, Simon and I have been places where it's like a little like more rural or like, I get freaked out. Like when I lived in New York, I felt safer in my shitty apartment in Brooklyn than I did in like suburban New Jersey because there were trees everywhere and it freaked me out.
That's like a city folk thing with like not liking trees.
I guess
I used to kind of be not loving trees, but now I really, really love them.
Guess I'm just a city slicker.
Just a city boy.
Back in Staten Island, Drita heads on over to the Drunken Monkey. And Big Angie goes, "Hi, my baby."
To be welcomed into Big Ange's loving arms.
On like a Friday night, just drinking a little drink with Big Ange.
Telling her all your problems.
Yeah.
Drita's sporting the Rolly with the diamond bezel.
Yeah.
Looking in a tennis bracelet.
She couldn't be happier.
She talks about wanting to fuck Karen up and duke it out.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking do it. Karen deserves a beat down.
A beating.
Give her a beating.
Give her a beating.
Give her the beating of a life.
Doll, give her the beating of a life, doll.
Give her a beating, doll. Drita goes, "I've decided I'm going to anger management."
Big Angie goes, "Ah, that's good."
Good for her.
Yeah. She's trying.
She is. She's aware that there is a problem. Mm-hmm. And she's doing what she can to address it. And we just have to meet her where she's at and support her.
I just wrote, I can't articulate enough the feeling of murder in the Poconos.
It is it's at once tree-filled, but also desolate. It's not a good vibe really there. Weird.
The vibes are not good there, doll.
The vibe's a bad doll.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Meanwhile, in the Poconos, the gals go horseback riding.
And they're talking, they're like, someone goes, "Someone give this horse a tranquilizer." And Renee goes, "I got plenty of those, honey."
She goes, "Can you give it a tranquilizer?" to the horse guy. And he goes, "I'll give you a tranquilizer."
She goes, "I got plenty of those."
I love him just sassing her. And Renee galloping. The girls riding horses is the content I crave.
They were apparently, who knew they were all horse girls growing up?
When you take an unlikely group of girls or boys and put them on horseback riding, like,
and they thrive.
Television.
Yeah.
That's like a staple of television.
It is.
You really can't lose. No. Actually, you can't lose putting anyone on horseback.
Or a camel.
You literally.
Luann.
Sex in the City 2.
Yeah.
You cannot go wrong having people ride animals.
I know.
Yeah, they were all horse girls.
Karen,
I was very
farm.
Jealous of that.
Karen was like, "Feels like I'm a kid again." I'm like, "Shut up. Your dad was a serial killer."
Yeah.
I'm
fuck
sorry.
You, Karen.
Fuck you, Karen.
She goes, "My dad never rode horses, but he had a bunch and he made money off them." Fuck off, Karen.
Fuck off, Karen.
I'm going to give you a beating.
Don't say that. Take that back.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you, Karen.
No.
If I see you on these streets.
Don't say that. I'm afraid of her. I also love Renee later just smoking Newports by the lake.
Renee, when she's galloping, she goes, "I should have worn two bras."
Renee is out of control this trip.
She is Renee has Kristen Doty energy where you take her out of her five mile radius and she fucking goes ham.
I think that was maybe my favorite recurring story on VPR was that Doughty can't, like, no one wants to travel with her.
She cannot travel.
And I kind of get it.
Yeah, I understand. No people like that.
Traveling sucks.
I'm a traveler.
You are.
I'm a traveler at heart. But I have been I've been in a place of, like, you cannot take me out of the radius.
No.
Lest I go nutso.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Renee's
cigarette look.
Renee's wearing a little, like, flapper
she's
head wrap.
Queen of silent cinema.
Yeah, she is.
She is like Theta Beta or whatever.
She is.
She's serving a smoky eye, like a heavy hooded eye, and her little flapper hat and a long ash cigarette.
Yeah.
And she is just talking.
Talking about...
She's in the talkies now. She is the dawn of sound.
She's Mae West.
She is Mae West.
Yeah.
So sleepy Mae
with
her bedroom eyes.
Yeah.
She's giving.
She's giving, and she's also talking about...
She's pissed.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And everything.
She's just trying to find something to be mad about.
Yeah.
And then in her like opioid haze, remembers that Ramona may or may not have said that Junior married her for her family connection.
So she's planning a big confrontation that
night. Yeah. And
The girl called Carla is not shooketh.
I also was thinking, like, God, how much secondhand cigarette smoke is Carla subjected to on a day-to-day basis?
From all these bitches.
From all the ladies. Carla has... She's a smoker just by proxy.
I know. She's basically, like, smokes three packs a day.
But yeah, Renee is starting.
Drita goes to an anger management coach. And she tells this, like...
I'm going to the anger management doctor.
She goes, there's no therapy in Albanian houses.
No, they don't do therapy.
And they find the root of her where it started. And it's when she was a little girl, she saw a handicapped child being made fun of and someone threw food at him. And she said, she described seeing him wipe the cheeseburger off his face. And she goes, and I like lost control and I like beat the shit out of the people that did it.
I need a biopic of Drita.
And she's like crying as she's describing it. And he goes, so it sounds like you have like a real sense of like right and wrong. Or like it really like you get your morals, your
justice.
Personal moral. Yeah. She's kind of a vigilante.
She is Batman.
That was kind of a pure story.
She's a superhero.
She said she goes, I feel my legs start jiggling.
He goes, I can see your breath changed as soon as you started talking about this. She goes, I'm going to cry. They threw a cheeseburger in his face.
It was sad.
I need like her little Albanian Drita with her accent just beating the shit out of some teenage boys.
I would have loved it if like when I was like being made fun of by boys and having Drita just come.
Drita came and just shit out of wailed on him.
Yeah.
She's like right in their throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I just am so sad that these incredible women get fucked up by
men
who ruin them and their morals and their lives. Like,
and just like their light.
Yeah.
They like try to dull them.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking scrubs. Pigs. Later that
and
night,
and then she starts telling her doctor about her drama with Karen and Ramona, and I was like, he doesn't care.
He's like a producer. Renee announces they're like having like a snack and wine night, and then she goes, "I didn't take my antidepressants this weekend."
She pulls out a gallon Ziploc bag full of meds, jiggles it around gleefully. And laughs about how she's not taking her antidepressants all weekend.
And all the women look at each other like, oh, fuck.
She's drinking vodka.
She's drinking like a screwdriver.
She's drinking what she calls devil water. As a fellow non-drinker of vodka, because it is devil water to me too.
Same.
I'm literally like, oh my God.
So you're not a vodka person?
No. I... ended my relationship with vodka, I think, around 2008 or 2007.
Kind of the same. I actually, for all my alcoholism, I actually had good sense to not drink vodka.
Ooh, vodka.
It made me
blackout.
Crazy.
And crazy.
Weepy, crazy, fucking kiln of shame.
Mm-hmm.
I held it all in, and then I drank the vodka, and it...
Yeah, vodka and like Jägermeister. No, it was after, yeah, like 2007, 2008. It was either like get like crazy or just get like wildly slutty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Svedka.
Oof.
Texting.
And it also tastes disgusting.
It's horrible.
I don't get it. It's like rubbing alcohol. It's fucking sick.
So then
but
Renee
I would drink
starts...
gin. Which is basically the same thing. Ooh. I'm a gin girl.
My body always felt like it was burning when I drank gin.
just like alcohol is
disgusting.
I had 2 glasses of wine at dinner the other night because I was like out with friends at a big dinner, and I was like, I'll just have like a couple glasses of white wine. Literally was hungover the next day. And I was like, this is hell. This is why I didn't ever do this.
It's hell on earth, love.
It's hell on earth, doll. I was like, this is disgusting, doll.
Doll?
Yeah.
So Renee starts raging about the hairdresser Junior was sleeping with. And she goes, I'll stab her in the jugular. She's always taking it to a place of like...
She loves a stab.
She calls her a puss cunt.
She goes, Junior's filthy girlfriend calling my personal phone. She calls me. She goes, ha ha ha, bitch. He's still looking for me. I said, ha ha ha, bitch. He could fuck a leather couch or a bottle of Old English if he wanted to be with you and your scissors that cut your hair with. I'll stab you in your jugular vein. She's a no good, filthy, leather looking motherfucker, puss cunt.
And then the other women are going, they all go, puss cunt? How does she think of this stuff? She should have written on Veep.
She should have. She goes, she picked up a chair to hit me. Puss cunt's over here calling my son. My son.
She also has braids. She has like two, like, she's like Renee in a place of like mountain woman.
Is in pigtails.
She's in Appalachia.
And she's wearing a Little Miss. Remember this style of clothing? I feel like it got really popular around this time. Like around 2007 to 2012, Little Miss clothing was like, it was like, it would be like a little happy face like character, and it'd be like Little Miss Sunshine or like Little Miss Trouble, Little Miss Bad Girl. Renee's wearing a full-blown Little Miss merch, and her shirt says Little Miss Trouble.
She is trouble.
She is in a place of Little Miss, and you need to keep an eye out for people that are in a place of Little Miss.
She's just ranting and raving around the room. The women are starting to get nervous. Carla's like, holy shit, why did I come? And then Renee turns her ire to Ramona, and she's like confronting her about what Drita told her that Ramona said about Junior marrying her for her father and that he's not good enough for her.
I love Carla going, Renee, I'm done with your crying for the weekend.
She is.
And then Renee turns to Ramona and she's like, I need to talk to you about what you said about Junior. And Ramona goes, I didn't say nothing. And Renee goes, What did you say?
And then Ramona basically turns it all on Drita and says Drita said it herself and like...
And is lying,
which I don't believe.
No.
And Renee goes, swear on your kids! Swear that they'll die!
You swear on your family! And then she does, which I really think anyone that ever swears on their family, they're lying.
Yeah, and she goes...
That's a clear sign of a liar.
And she goes, swear that they die! She always brings it to a place of like...
Swear on your family's death.
Queen of the macabre, my God.
She goes, I'm calling Junior, that's it! She goes, Junior, tell him!
Tell him!
Is he even on the phone?
I don't know.
She's just holding up like her T-Mobile switch to people's faces.
And then she says about Drita, that lying no good motherfucker! Junior!
Carla goes, I don't think Drita said that. And she goes, you need to stay neutral!
But I love she's demanding. She's always taking it. Like, she said it about her son, remember? I'd rather my son, I swear, he has cancer. I'd rather have cancer. I'm like, Jesus, what is going on in that gourd of yours?
It doesn't have to be like this. She's so, like, deep in the addiction to so many things at this point. She turns a chair over.
She does. But then all is well the next day because they go fishing on Lake Harmony with a guide. And Renee's just like fully...
Renee's eating like granola on the couch when everyone walks into the living room. And she goes, no disrespect, Carla. I want to have a drama-free day. I was like, then you... have one.
Yeah.
It's up to you, my queen.
But then on the boat, she's cracking jokes. She's like doing her like...
Queen of the worms.
Charismatic... You know that like... That friend that like is a mess the night before and then is so charismatic the next day that you're like, oh, I can't get mad at them.
Yeah, but it's like such an up and down with her. They call Ange.
They do.
They go, how are you, Ange?
I'm good. I'm healing.
She goes, I'm getting better.
I'm getting better.
They see a frat house.
Renee goes, I got in a fight with everybody.
And then they see a bunch of frat bros, like, who've, like, rented the house, like, a lake house. And Renee shouts, "Take me!" Damn it.
And then they all throw worms at Carla, or at Ramona, which I was loving.
She deserves that.
But now the girlies are getting ready to take the town. And you know when the girls are putting their lip gloss on that nothing good can come of them going out and about in the Poconos.
Well, remember Teresa has a house in the Poconos, I think, or like in upstate New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like that. This kind of, they go out to like a tavern like this in Roan Jay.
Renee goes, "Tonight we're going to invade the town and we're going to hit the hot spot. Shenanigans." I was like, don't
Renee
do
brings
it.
Fake teeth to like troll the townspeople, which I'm like, okay.
I love that.
So they go to a place called Shenanigans. It's this tavern.
Karen goes, "Renee used to be fun. Now she's just crazy." And then it cuts to Renee getting her stuff together. She goes, "Should I bring my knife?" No, if you're asking, like, should I bring my knife to just, like, a girlie's night out, you've gone rogue.
Yeah.
You need to, like, reel it back in and rethink.
Renee's kind of planning. She's anticipating
attack. She's looking for trouble.
So they go to this place. It's, like, a fun, like, mountain bar.
They descend on Shenanigans.
And they all sit down, and then this kind of goober towny guy walks over, and he starts, like, trying to be funny and like
he starts hitting on Karen. Karen is also going out again, horny as ever.
Oh, she's
looking to
fuck.
Just get fucked.
Yeah, to
she's
get
like,
pounded.
I'm open. She's literally open to every dick.
Yeah,
which is a great place to be in.
It
truly will make you get the dick if that's your approach.
But unless you're sitting with the biggest cock block, aka. Renee,
Renee should
have missed.
Should I bring my knife? Who hasn't taken her meds all weekend?
And has a knife.
And has a knife in her purse. And this yokel, the local yokel, goes, "You have really nice teeth," to Karen.
Yeah. And then he starts kind of like getting a little sexual and cracking jokes.
He starts hitting on all of them. And he's like, "Will you marry me?" to Carla. And she goes, "How many commas are in your bank account?" She goes, "Do you have any tattoos?" And he goes, "I got a squirrel running up one leg and down the other with a nut." And then
he's like, "Speaking of nuts, I only got one of them because I had cancer."
And Renee goes, "Then get out of here. You're no good." And he goes, I had testicular cancer. And she goes, "Oh, don't say that. You're going to make me feel bad." He goes, "I'm really good in bed, though."
And then Renee, she's clutching her
clutches
little
purse. Clutches her pearls.
And is suddenly so... And Carla's like, "I don't mind it." Like, they're all like, they think it's funny.
It's not a big deal.
No, he's being like just a dumbass.
He goes, "I'm really good in bed. The only thing is I can't come," which is actually great.
Yeah.
Literally no need for birth control
no.
then. And Renee goes, "That's disrespectful."
She goes, "That's enough. No,
and she starts, too much for me.
Too much for me." And I'm like, you literally called a woman puss cunt last night. Like,
yeah, you literally shouted at a bunch of frat bros to like come run a train on you.
You also threatened to stab someone in the jugular with their own scissors. Like, you and then
draw the line at like a man talking about sex.
So then he's like a little drunk and he starts getting like a little rowdy. And Renee goes, "Oh, you're going to need to walk away." And he's like, I think we could all go hang out at my place. I got a hot tub. And she goes, "Someone's going to be floating in one of your hot tubs.
You tell me about your hot tub one more time, you'll be floating in it."
She goes, "I'll make a call." I'm like, oh.
Renee, you're taking this to a place of hitman.
Jesus. And they're all starting to be like, okay, Renee, like, chill the fuck out.
And he goes, like, he was like, "I just want to tell you about my hot tubs." And she goes, "Excuse me?" And then... then Ramona starts to like hop on board because I think that she can get in that headspace too of like, "You don't talk to me like that."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She goes, "You have a mother? You have a mother? Do you have a mother? Would you like someone talking to your mother that way?"
Yeah.
And then he's like, "Do I have a mother?" Like, blah, blah, blah. And Renee goes, "Don't."
She goes, "Oh, don't talk about the mother. Don't talk about the mother. Don't."
I love, "Don't."
And she goes, "I'm leaving. I'm leaving." She grabs her bags and they all go, "Renee, come back." And she goes, "I'm calling Junior.
I'm calling Junior to come pick me up."
And then you see her exit. He gets thrown out of the bar.
Yeah.
Which is like, okay. I don't know if that was necessary.
Things really went from 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Quite fast.
And then you see Renee in the doorway of the bar and light up a cig and she calls Junior and she goes, Junior, I'm leaving.
She was, I'm coming home.
I'm coming home. He's like, fuck.
Renee was just looking for an excuse to call Junior and have him come pick her
up.
Like, that's really it.
Totally.
It's an addict without her meds.
Yeah.
Who's also addicted to
a man.
The drama of her relationship with this man.
Yeah.
And so everything circles around, like, how can I get worked up enough to get him to come pick me up? And probably know that there will be a fight around whether or not he will come.
Yeah.
And then that gives me, like, the drama that I crave.
She's, I would have loved to have been with her when this happened or to see it happening.
I love watching it, but I'm also stressed out by it.
Oh!
I love, don't!
Don't you talk about the mother!
Renee with a knife in her purse, ready to just fucking go.
And we're not talking about like a switchblade. We're talking about like a fucking like deer knife. Hunting knife.
What does she think is gonna happen?
Look, she's seen
shit.
She's
having like, this is where the bodies are buried type of vibes.
Yeah.
But also I'm like, you're literally being filmed by a camera crew. Like, you're not going to get murdered. No one's going to come and fight you or try and end your life this weekend.
But I always think in my head, her sister's there. She's Jennifer. Always... So she's probably like...
She's like, Renee, or how scared are you? Did you hear that?
I'm sure she feels like a little more comfortable to get crazy because it's basically her family's filming her. Yeah. So she's like, kind of like... Like, her sister is literally with them. Like,
this is like... highly unethical. Yeah. It's like veering in, but that's some of the best kinds of reality TV. Is the most unethical.
Yeah, her sister totally exploited her and it's okay.
Guess what? I love to see an addict on the boob tube.
Well, she's doing better. There was some, they interviewed Farrah Abraham, who's at rehab right now, and, and Renee was with her.
The same all rehab. The greats gathering. Jason Wheeler, Farrah Abraham, and Renee Graziano healing
together.
Get celebrity rehab back. Give
just not
the
with Dr.
people
Drew.
What they need and get celebrity rehab back on TV. We need it now.
Just not with Dr. Drew.
Yeah, fucking choose anyone. Yeah. Get that guy from Intervention.
Oh my God, or that woman from Hoarders.
Yeah. Get some of the Intervention people and get all the reality stars and get them in a rehab facility filming. Yeah. The public needs this now more than ever.
Boodle.
Yeah, Renee's, she posted an Instagram of her in a gorgeous blue gown posing next to a tree. And she recapped her like California adventures, which included rehab, some liposuction on her chin, a trip down to like Huntington Beach. Seems like she had a really raucous vacation.
Maybe she should live here.
Yeah.
She'll never leave the island.
But I gotta get back.
She's always gonna be in New York, I think.
Yeah, she's an East Coast girl at heart.
Yeah.
But I hope that she's doing better.
Me too.
And I root for her at all times.
Always.
I love her. But also get her back on TV. Get in my boot.
Well, guys. Buy tickets to our shows in June.
Get tickets to our shows. You can find links to buy tickets in the description of this episode. Thank you to all the patrons who are out here making me cry laugh in the comments every day.
Thank you to our Aussie listeners who explain that doll is also Darl.
Yeah, that when Darlin. They say sorry doll, they're actually saying sorry doll. But sorry doll, we're going to say sorry doll.
Sorry doll.
And thank you to the Mob Wives.
Thank you to Midwives. Thank you to Renee. Thank you to Hunting Knives. And thank you to the Poconos.
Bye.
Editing services provided by
Friend of the Pod Production.